Byron doesn't have a clock.
It's a very big problem. Anyway, how about this? Pasuk Shat, there's an amazing shmooze just from the Pasuk, which we don't usually do, but that's Pasuk Shat. Pasuk Shat, there's a shmooze from the Pasuk. Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael were Mizana with the Nose Mov. Who are we talking about, right? This is Bnei Yisrael after, this is after 40 years, right? This is after 40 years, right before they're about to go to Yisrael, which means, well, this is a Dor Deah, but not just regular Dor Deah. This is 40 years old Dor Deah. This is Dor Deah after they were in the Midbar for 40 years, learning Torah, seeing Nisim day and night, and now they're doing the words of Avera, Znus and Avodah Zarah. This is not, there's no Daki Dakas here. Maybe on the Avodah Zarah was some unclear Avodah Zarah, because it wasn't so fushy what the Avodah Zarah is. But the Znus is mamish, real Znus. It's not Daki Dakas and Znus. This wasn't Bumbu Yitzhuri Yavim. This is real Znus. The only thing is, you can slug up the simple shmooze, because you'll say, okay, that was the Chiddush. That was because what happened, Rashi says, in the Chazal, Idea Yitzhak Bilam. In other words, of course, Dor Deah, Chai Yisrael would have never been Nichshol, go down so low. But Bilam went ahead, he was a brilliant psychologist, and he figured out a way to get them susceptible. Right? That would be, that's a Pashim Shah. I think that is a simple shot. The simple shot, the assumption is that such tzaddikim, you don't expect Moshe Feinstein or some gadol to be nifshu and arayis, and then avodah zarah. But if there's some brilliant psychologist who understands kochos hanefesh and taivis, and he knows how to get you from A to Z, and avera gereres avera, and starts out with yichud, and then he starts out with this and with that, and they gave them wine, and Bilam had a whole system, and he figured out a way. Okay. So, but the real, but you look around, first of all, the Ramban in his Al-Biderech Abshad says, not like Rashi, because he says, Derech Abshad is, and it wasn't the Asas Bilam. That was, it says, that's Rashi's chat. The Derech Abshad is that Bilam quit. Bilam gave up. Bilam tried to curse Klai Yisrael. He saw it wasn't going. He told Balak, that's it, forget it, it doesn't go. And then Balak decides, okay, if you can't fight them, join them. Balak wasn't even trying to match them either. He went ahead. Okay, you know, these guys, we can't fight them. So we'll go ahead and have to try and be nice to them. What can you do? They're gonna, if we're not nice to them, they're going to kill us. They've got to be nice to them. So Hotem, Lechon, the Yayim, the Pitozom, Goyvosom, they were trying to act as friends. So according to the Ramban, Pashim Shad is, in his pashas, it doesn't say that they were out to be mizana because they knew that Hashem loves, hates snus, and this was a way of getting Hashem not to like them. That's what Rabbi Rashi's chat. That's the Chazal's chat. That Bilam, understanding that Hashem hates snus, wanted to get them to mizana, and he had this whole plan how to be get them to mizana. But according to the Ramban's pashim chat, is that Bilam Balak went ahead, he gave up trying to curse them, trying to fight them. So he decided we'll try and make, be nice, be friendly. We'll make a party for them. And, okay, the women were lowlifes, and that's what they do in a party. They had a party, they got friendly, and they got chummy, and they were mizana. So it's, the shmooze is a pashtus, is a yabin in the Ramban. And the Ramban's pashtus shat, you have a tremendous shmooze. How is it possible that people who learned Torah for 40 years in Kovo, day and night, they'll nit nit tara uchay mon, I gotta be mizana. The truth is, I think you see it in Rashi too. Not necessarily in Rashi, in the Mizrahi. Mizrahi is a Rishon. Because the Mizrahi says, what motivated Rashi to have to say it was Asas Bilam? Why does he have to be Maitzi the Pasuk Kipshuto? You said they were in the Nichshol. So he says, because it's a kasha. We know that Klai Yisrael, when they were in the Mitzrayim, were never Nichshol. So why were they Nichshol now? Okay. That's not such a pashut kasha. First of all, where does it say they weren't Nichshol in Mitzrayim? It's not a pasuk. It's a Gemara. The Mara says they weren't Nishra Mitzrayim. The people of Mitzrayim was 40 years ago. These are different people. Who says that just because of Mitzrayim they weren't Nishra? So these are 40 years later. If I was a Mizrahi, I would have said the Kasha is much simpler. How is it possible that Dora Midvar, Nishra? Nothing to do with the fact that they weren't Nishra Mitzrayim. The guys, people learning for 40 years in the Midvar, how to check that they were Nishra. So the Mashmos of the Mizrahi is also that he doesn't feel that's a Kasha. There's a fact that they were Dora Midbar, and they were living, learning in the Midbar for 40 years in Kolel, day and night, and they saw Nisim Galuyim, and they had the Mishkan, and they had the Anan, they covered, and these are all the Pashup things in the Psukim. That's not a Kasha. The only Kasha is if there's a Gemara somewhere that says that in Mitzrayim they were Nichshol. So you see that even when they're tempted, they're not Nichshol. So why should they be Nishal now when they're tempted? Oh, that's a good kasha. And therefore, Rashi had to say it was Atas Bilam. Right? But without that kasha, it's very mistavra that somehow that a guy could be learning 40 years in Kodo and he's Nishal. He meets a girl, and that's it. And that's how Rashi, and that's how the Ramban learns. What does Ramban do with the kasha that I am Mitzrayim, they weren't Nishal, so what's the difference? Okay, I don't know. He doesn't say. I would say, I don't know the answer. Maybe different people. But the Maisa, what it sounds like a Gevaldik Shmuz, I think it's a Gevaldik Shmuz, that what you see here, the Kayach of Einat Bitrapis Arayas, that a person can be a Tzaddik, and he can go ahead and he learns in Kodo for 40 years on the highest Madrega of the Nitna Tzara the Ochlei Mon, have the best Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, and seeing Nisim Gluyim and reached a high level of Tusha. The Mephorishim say, it's a Das Kanim, that the Pashup Shan, the Pasek, is that the reason why they were 40 years in the Midbar is because it was a punishment, because of the Chet HaMeraglim. But there's a Das Kanim, an amazing Das Kanim, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very brilliant. It's like a teacher. When a teacher gives a punishment, a teacher doesn't stop give a punishment to write it, write Ashrei 50 times, which my teacher used to give. But he says, the teacher gives a punishment which is good for the Talmud. I want you to do a report on this subject because he really wants the report. So the Das Kanim says that Hashem wanted Christ to be in the Midbar for 40 years because he wanted them to reach the highest Madrega possible, so when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they'll be on the super high Madrega. Felt that they would just go straight from Har Sinai into Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't be on a high enough Madrega. If they went and learned Torah for 40 years in the Midbar, then they'd be on such a high Madrega they can go into Eretz Yisrael. So here you have Klai Yisrael, they had Har Sinai, they had 40 years of reinforcement, and they reached the highest level, that now they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, and then they're Mizaneh. Okay. Anyway, that's the first move. The second shmuz is a very interesting thing. It's a little bit connected. So what do you do? So there's it's such a powerful problem. So okay, obviously what you're supposed to do is you avoid the problems. Don't be miyache. Don't be trying to avoid the nishyanis. But there's a very, I happened to just saw this. I was flipping through, looking at some of the farm in the upstairs library. We don't have this safer in Miami, Marpa Lashon. Marpa Lashon is it's a Makubo. I'm not sure, but it's an early say, around 300 years ago. Chavetz Chaim quotes him, the Chavetz Chaim, that din about that when you speak Lashon Hara, you lose your schlussim, that's the guilty other person. That comes from the Marpa Lashon, that's where he quotes it from. So it's an interesting safer. Anyway, he says as follows. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Rav Tzadik Tave Ahi Matrenusa, there was a certain woman, a Roman woman, Pashas, that was wanted him to be Mizana. And apparently, with the way the Mephorishim say, that she could kill him if she wouldn't agree. He couldn't just say no. He didn't, Amar Leah, so he told her, Chodesh Lelibi, Kolomatsina. He told her, I'm weak, I'm hungry, I don't have the physical strength to be Mizana right now. Ika mi demecho, is something I can eat first. First let me eat, and then I'll be Mizana. Amar Leah, Ika da dami. So she said, there's a basically chazer. you know, they got dabra dame, got something chazertid. Yeah, I got a lot of chazertid. Amrei mein afkamina dabit hoy ocho hai. What's the difference if I, you know, I don't know whether he was making believe like he was going to eat it, saying, if I do this dabra, I'll eat it also. Shagra tenura. And so she made the oven so she could cook the food. And she put the food in it. Sort of the other guy, and he ran, jumped into the oven, and to show that he couldn't just leave. He couldn't leave. So when he demonstrated how much he doesn't want to be in the mizana by being ready, jumping into the oven. And then she said, "What's going on?" And she told him, and she said he doesn't want to be mizana because I don't want to go. It's the same thing. I'm going to get him. So she let him out. She let him go. So it's a very unclear Gemara. So the Marpa Loshin says pshat. He says, if you look in the, he says that there's a Gemara in a Mishnah in Makkos. Fisher Rutzakosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael to figure the Herbim Torah Mitzvahs. And I just cut on a little bit. And it's what does it mean Karos Torah Mitzvahs? And it says in Meforshim that Hashem gave mitzvahs that are almost that we wouldn't have done anyway. Like not eating bugs. No one would eat a bug anyway. Not eating blood. Don't say it's disgusting. People went to do it anyway. So Hashem made it a mitzvah. So the Shaila that he's bothered by, so why did Hashem have to make it a mitzvah? What for? And I wanted to give more scars, so just give double, that's his scars. Push-up shot is, because Hashem wanted to give more scars. What do you have to give more scars? Just double the scar of the other 610 mitzvahs. And then the same thing. Hashem can make up as much schar as he wants for every mitzvah. That's his kasha. So why does Hashem have to make a mitzvah of not eating bugs or not eating dam? So he can give more schar, just increase the schar of the other mitzvahs. He says, so he says shots like this, that every mitzvah gives you a certain kedusha when you keep the mitzvah. So Hashem gave you the mitzvah of not eating dam and not eating bugs. So now when you do that mitzvah, you get a kedusha, because you kept the mitzvah. He says, if you look down the second paragraph, v'zei kava, second line, v'zei kava shav tzadik. This is Rav Tzadik. Kitave matrinusa davar aveira. This woman asked him to do aveira. Choyayore in avshel. He was afraid for his life. Pen yitzgabrit of yitzahara. He was afraid that his yitzahara will get him. That's from the pasuk the word brings. He's a tzaddik. Why would he think such a thing? Okay, I'm sorry. In other words, he didn't trust himself. Okay, so he thought whether it was really likely to do the avera or not. He doesn't want to say he was really going to do the avera, but he didn't trust himself because that's a tzaddik doesn't trust himself. So he thought that there's a good possibility that he might do the Avera, or I don't think it was a possibility. Okay. Well, Shomer, you have a problem. Shomer, I love you. You're in the Yorisha. I'm going to ask one of them in the national caution in Yichud. Okay. You see, if people, Sadiqans didn't trust themselves. Okay. But okay, I'm scared. Rav Sadiq, Barov Yerasak, Maso. Amrita, so he faked. Amrita, Chol Shalibi. He told her that I'm hungry. I can't do it. I have to eat something first. Kiyoda, because he knew Shebevadek didn't have davar tame. Because he knew what does she have in her house? Obviously non-kosher food. Obviously chazer. That's what she has. What the guy having the kind of meat that she have in her house? She has ham. You know that's what they have. The yotzo ban is gabra yitzro davar takal. And now this disgusting food that she's going to offer him of that pig meat. Or something else. It's that easy. I say not to eat. If you're taught from when you're a little kid, you don't eat dabra tame. You know, that's dabra cow. That's almost, you know, without any yetzahara, that's obvious. Even people don't desire it. I don't know. I just think it's just disgusting. For us, and then, bizgabra bizdabra zev, once he overcomes his yetzahara not to eat that davar tameh, a cow, which is easy. Yosef lo kadam in maida, he'll get some mystical koyach from the maida. He is gaber go chaseichel, and his koyach chaseichel will go al yitzra ra. Lamo bidvar avera, to beat the dvar avera, shepori yotah de arura, hazay. Right? So it's a pretty amazing thing. He says he had this tremendously strong Yetzer Hara. He suspected he might be Nichshol. So it must be, okay, it must be, we're talking about one of the strongest Yetzer Haras in the world. There's a taiva for his nus, and also otherwise she's going to kill him. That's what the Mepharshim say. That she, yeah, if he wouldn't agree, he had no escape route. That's why he had to jump in the oven. He couldn't just walk out the door. So there, if he has his taiva, his life in danger, taiva's nus, he has the strongest taivas in the world. It's such a strong taiva that Rav Tzaddik has a havamina that maybe I'll be nichshol, whether it's true or not, but he thought there's a possibility. So what does he do? Oh, he had an eitzah. He goes ahead and he causes that someone should offer him something disgusting, totally disgusting, which he says a normal person would anyway not eat because it's so disgusting. Any six-year-old, nice Jewish six-year-old boy would not eat it because, you know, they don't, it's something that the person doesn't want to eat, right? Who's going to eat a davar tameh? And that, by his with not eating, by going ahead and saying he won't eat it, that will go ahead and give him the extra kedusha that he can withstand this tremendous nisayin. Right? In other words, it's a tremendous chiddush. We would usually say, I think, that I'm going and I'm a baseball game and there's a guy selling hot dogs. And, you know, he's selling tray for hot dogs. And I'm not interested. That's probably even better than this. That looks like a real hot dog. Hot dog. This is somehow, this probably had the chazer on it. It was like really disgusting looking. So the guy comes down selling tray for hot dogs. I said, turn it down. He said, nothing. Well, then I don't even have any saying. I'm gonna eat tray for hot dog. Of course not. So we would assume that does nothing to you. It's not even, we would almost say, it's not even a mitzvah, right? Those people with their nekudas ha-bechira, I have a bechira for that. I don't know bechira. I was taught when I was 5 years old, I don't eat tray for hot dogs. You know, I'm Rosh Hashiva, I'm going to a baseball game. I don't know what she was doing, a baseball game, but okay. And they offer me a tray for hot dog, I'm going to eat it. Of course not. So I probably don't even get any scar for that. But here he's saying that it has such it gives them so much kedusha. It changes him. It gives them so much, that turning down that tray for hot dog, where this isn't even worth a tray for hot dog, gives them so much kedusha that now he can overcome the hardest nisayin. Right? Doesn't have to give them a dakidakis. You know, I would have said he's shonar musar, but this is, better than musar. Right? So it's an amazing to hear in the kayach of a kedusha that you get from doing mitzvahs. The power of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is mekanish a person. Even the most, this is a sheve al tasa. Not even doing a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh. It's sheva atasa, passing the most simplistic nisayin, gives a person such tremendous kedusha. So going back, to putting the two shmuzim together, the first shmuz was, just to read it inside. But he says on the top, it doesn't go, I skipped about 20 lines in the middle, but he summarizes on the top. Shivar. Sha'aroya she'yitzum is gabra lov, las was run. It's a situation, he's saying it's not like Rav Tzaddik case, where you really have yitzum is gabra lov. You feel yourself, you're about to be nichshol. An eitzah teiva. You're about to be nichshol in something. You know, this is, yitzum is gabra lov. Hatakonin is that, right? You're a person in a situation and you feel you're about to be nichshol. She'yishtad las was ma'yitzah teiva. Try and do some mitzvah. Any by day they yitzayzei koyach mamal b'nisayin. Mevor b'zem ha'isei v'atzadik shetov yehumat shenisa. Right, that's his application. Right, you find yourself that you're about to do some avera that you really don't want to do. So the solution is try quickly to do a fig, find a mitzvah. Right, you go drop a nickel into the pushka. Right, you're having a hard nisayin and you're thinking about you're about to lose it. So you take out a nickel and put it in the pushka, okay, now you'll be okay. Now that's the thing. So what comes out is I think it is a it's a zehir that to appreciate the koyach of mitzvahs, and it's an eitz taiva. It really says this is a good eitz taiva to overcoming the shyness. So we do have this. We have the zehir that the nisayan of arayas is this super super powerful nisayan, and even a tzaddik can be nifshel. Obviously, the best eitzah is sur meira, avoiding the shyness. You see that even the dor ha-midbar, if they're in a situation where they're socializing with the benos moav, they're liable to be nifshel. That's the first tremendous shmuz. And the second shmuz is that an eitzah, a tachpula, how to beat the nisayin. Sometimes you can't separate yourself from benos moav. Sometimes you have no brera. Sometimes you're stuck. So the eitzah is, he says, you try. A mitzvah has a tremendous kedusha. By doing even the most simplistic mitzvah, that can mekayish us. Okay, I think wrong. I think at the right time, but okay, we get early. Okay, shikaya.